Welcome everyone to another Tuesday afternoon here on peoplesinternetradio.com. I'm Stephen Roberts and this is Cancel the Cabal. Give me a few seconds here. I'm going to turn my fan off in the background. Unless it's not bothering anyone. It's a little bit warm over here where I'm at today. A little warmer than I want it anyway. So give me a few seconds and we'll turn this off. Okay. As I mentioned, this is peoplesinternetradio.com. I'm Stephen Roberts, and this is Cancel the Cabal. I have a good friend on. I've had on quite a few times. We've done a lot of things together over the last almost a full year now. Maybe it's been over a year since the first time I've had her on, and we've done a few things. And then she come up to my little hometown, and we did a couple events here, And then later on, that was actually last Halloween, October 31st, we did a couple of little events, little book signings up here in my little hometown, and then we drove to Chicago and had a good time at a nice little nightclub, Dick's Last Resort. So I want to welcome back Tressa Graves to the show. Welcome, Tressa.
Thank you, Stephen. Back again.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome.
Yeah, you're talking about me being up in Michigan. I got word today, I won't say the name of the person, but a good friend of mine I've known for about 15 years, very well respected all up and down the East Coast for work he's done, is talking about helping me get some more bookings up in Michigan because he wants me back up there, and I'm excited about that. I told him I love Michigan, and he agreed, saying everyone up there is very nice. He started talking about, because me being from Florida, he was talking about the weather, you know, like there's no hurricanes and no big storms that come through there. I said, well, Stephen told me he had a tornado go through there not too long ago.
Yeah, we get them occasionally here.
Philly's told me he's had a few go through his area up in Ypsilanti, they call it there, right?
Ypsilanti, yes.
Ypsilanti, yeah. So I'm starting to know my little towns up there. I've been up there enough. But, I'm back again to... Got some new stuff come through from the Stalker from Australia.
We're going to talk about the Monsters of Melbourne.
The Monsters of Melbourne. And hopefully this will end soon because I am now getting ready to go back out and release 50 Shades of Graves and go back out and do things like Stephen had said. You know, I've known Stephen for about a year now. And
by the way, we have a quick trust. What are some sites I can pop into the chat and send people to?
The main thing would be VidMe. Because right now we're bringing awareness to Troy and Cassie Duncan, what they're doing, and that has a lot to do with protecting me, my protection, letting the public know what they're capable of and stuff like that. So probably VidMe would be the best website for people to go to right now. I will have TressaGraves.com. Back up and running. I'm going with a new company and this friend I was talking about in Michigan. He's going to help me get my website going and get the books up. Whenever the website comes back up, I will have 50 Shades of Graves on there along with Lady in the Backyard. We got the audiobook of that and the Sawgrass Footpath. So I'm excited about getting back out and you know, getting out with, like I said, Bud Light, who apparently I've never been out with, and Dick's Last Resort, apparently I've never been to any of those either. So I'm excited to get back out and do all that again. And
right.
Stephen, we had a blast at Dick's in Chicago.
Yes, we did.
I mean, I was talking to a gentleman here, someone who I'm doing business with now, not exactly in Knoxville, but he said that he's been to a few Dick's Last Resort. He's been to Gatlinburg and Myrtle Beach, and he said Myrtle Beach is the wildest Dick's Last Resort he has ever been to. And I told him, you know, I've been down to Orlando and Chicago and, you know, Kentucky, which I guess it was Ohio you know, where it's right there on the border, and, you know, here in Gatlinburg. And I said, Gatlinburg is wild. And he says, he's been there a few times. He says Myrtle Beach is even crazier.
Well,
so
that's
we
interesting.
Need to make sure we go there.
Yes, it is. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah, it is. And that's the one that Troy targeted, too, was the Dick's Last Resort in Myrtle Beach, which was kind of odd because I've never been to that Dick's Last Resort before. I've been to a lot, but not that one. So it's odd that he chose that one to go in and start attacking. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't understand that. But I don't understand anything that he does. The past week or so, I've been getting emails from Troy. He sends me stuff nonstop. And I sent Stephen some of the emails. I did screenshots. Troy apparently thinks, him and Cassie, they think that there's not going to be a book called The Stalking of Tressa Graves. He thinks that I'm lying as far as a book goes. And, you know, and we're also doing the picture book. And he just keeps on, and everything he sends me, I end up saving to put in my book. So everything he sends to me is just more for me to put into the book. Last night I was a little upset because I was talking to actually a retired officer. He worked for the sheriff's department. He was the sheriff at one time years ago, not in Knoxville, it was another county, but I was talking to him last night, and he knows everything that's been going on, and at the time I was talking to him, Troy was sending me emails, and he saw I was upset, and he asked me, could he please look at my phone, and I showed him the email that Stephen's going to put up, you know, for everyone to see here on the show, and he has said something that a few other people have said in the past, and that is that Troy's possessed. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah. I mean, he's obsessed.
Obsessed and possessed. Because, and, you know, and I showed him the video where he was on there and he's slobbering and he's talking about beating Sam up, and he's just got this drool hanging out of him talking about 666, and people see that and they're like, that guy definitely has issues, you know, and people fear for my safety when they see the stuff that he's done. And so this isn't just an internet, Troy called me a bad name. This has gone beyond that. And like I said before, it will be in the book once it comes out. So I can't wait for that. But, as before, his email that he had sent starts out, dear, and I won't say it, lady. He says, you are stupid. Your whole show is lies. He's talking about the show that I do with Stephen, The Dark Hours of Monsters of Melbourne. I don't know how he figures it's lies, but he sends me that. He says, your whole life is lame. He says, Tressa, maybe you should.
Something happened to your audio there.
Yeah, I just got... That was actually... well, we told everyone. That was actually my counselor trying to call me, but I'll call them back. He says... he's got them numbered here, and he says, Tressa, maybe you should go get that blank-blank of yours repaired. And then he says, LOLO. He just does a bunch of LOLOs. He says, effed in the head. And he does his LOLO. He says, you are one ugly of a. He laughs again. He says, Tennessee herpes crackheads. I guess I cut that part of that out on here. I'll have to double check that before you post it, Stephen.
Well, he's just vulgar.
He is vulgar. And on the sixth line, because he's got these numbers 1 through, you know, everything's numbered 1 through 9. Number 6, which I find kind of odd because he's always talking about 666, he puts on here, and he puts everything's in black writing except this is in red writing. And he says, please bleed out in your sleep out of your And so he's all the time now sending me stuff saying he wishes I would bleed to death. You know, that's like a fantasy of his, I would say. I don't know. He says, please say Sam is a child molester. Please shoot Sam in the eye. And I had told everyone in the show before that he had posted a video about a child molester, someone going up to him and shooting this guy in the eye and killing him. And right here he's saying, please shoot Sam in the eye. He thinks this is funny, trying to bring harm to me and Sam, you know? And I just don't get it. And then he says, please put up the old home address. And he starts laughing about that. He says, put up more lies on Radio Putt's blank show. Laughing again. He says that I F an old man with a beer gut. Laughing again. And he asked me, how drunk were you today? 10 out of 10. And then he says, that does not make any sense. And when I sent all this to you last night, Stephen, you said he was, what was the word that you had sent? You said he was tweaking?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's high on the drug or coming off the drug. Some of the stuff he says. He says, dear crappy and head crack. Okay, that's like backwards of what he normally does. He says, you stated that once again you are going to do a pretend photo shoot with Renato. Is he going to drive his car from Italy to your place? And then he'll go, best regards, Tressa Graves. He is completely jealous of anyone that has anything to do with me, especially you, Stephen, because he's been sending a lot of stuff through about you as far as me and you go.
Well, he, in his warped mind, I guess he thinks attacking is going to keep me from doing what I'm doing.
And that's what Troy does. He tries to use fear tactics. That's what people, stalkers, that's what they do. They try to use mind games and fear tactics. That's what they like to do. And Troy did control me for a while with the mind games, because like I said, when this first started, I had a really, really hard time. And it wasn't until, what, about 3-4 months ago, Stephen, that I decided I was going to go public with this?
Yep, somewhere in there.
Because if I hadn't have gone public with this, and I actually read something online that talks about people like Troy who come in and they're either bullying, stalking, harassing, doing whatever you want to call it to people. And they say, advice that they give people, they say, if you can go public with it, go public with it. They said, but there's usually backlash, because some people, as I've experienced, about 5 to 10 people is about it. But some people say, well, what did you do to make him do this? You're lying on Troy, because at one point in time, Troy tried to say, and so did Oliver Vi Brooks, they tried to say that when I first brought Troy on to give him a chance to make something out of himself, because Troy was a nothing. He had never accomplished anything in his life. And then when I brought him on, I gave him an opportunity to do something that he told me he liked doing, which was video work. Well, Troy likes video work, but he likes to do video work if it's harassing and hurting other people. I didn't know that when I first brought him on board. And Troy will go to any link to try and harm someone in any way he can. And the things that he's done will come out in the book as well. I've told people a lot of what he's done, like doxing home addresses, and just doing some of the stuff he's done. And but going public with what I am dealing with it does have backlash. So they're saying it all depends on the person whether or not they should go public. Me going public, I think, helped me. It helped put a stop a little bit to what he does, because there's a few websites that he was going on and posting stuff about me, and he was literally getting threatened, Stephen. He was getting threats. I saw some of the people coming in and attacking him, you know. So before, with his other victims, he was able to hide behind whatever name he chose. But with me, I called him out, and I let people know who he is and what he's all about. He's very dangerous, and he will do anything he can to try and harm someone. But what I did was I write horror, which has a true crime, kind of true crime in it, which the Sawgrass Footpath is proof of that. It's based off a little bit of true crime that happened whenever there were tourists going down to Florida, and a lot of them were being murdered at like the rest areas and stuff. And Florida was actually losing revenue because people were scared to go to Florida because of this. And they started putting up cameras and stuff at the rest areas and have guards and, you know, cops and everything there. So that was kind of based off actual events in the state of Florida. So what I did with Troy was I took my knowledge of these serial killers that I've studied for years and years. I've done this. And I basically put my life into a book and thought, okay, I'm a fighter. I wasn't to begin with, but now I'm a fighter. So if I was making a character in my book who was going to fight this monster back,
would it be Wonder Woman?
It would be Wonder Woman or Tressa Graves. I kind of put it in what would happen in a story of mine, and that's kind of what helped me gain some strength as well. And not only that, it was Stephen who, I think one day, I mean, you stuck by me through a lot, and like I had said before, there was one day that you said, so that's it, you're gonna let him win, you're gonna lose everything. Yep. And after I hung up from you, I was like, wow.
No, that was in a text. That wasn't even a call.
Oh, well, a text. And I'm sitting, I'm going, either he's trying to get smart with me or he's trying to wake me up. Either way, I was going, huh, he's right, you know. And after that, that was the day I think I kind of woke up and I wanted to turn around and fight these two, you know. And that's what I've been doing for the past 3 or 4 months now. And I won't stop. I mean, Troy has not heard the end of me, and he won't until I get what I want out of this, and that is for him to be put away. And he sent a video. And, you know, just so people know, this is something that Stephen's going to play this video before the show airs. You know, this video will be playing. Me and Sam went to a mall. And we were going to visit a T-Mobile store. Everyone knows, you know, I'm with T-Mobile. We went to go visit a T-Mobile store. I don't remember what it was for, but we stopped at a food court. And we had been dealing with Troy all day. This was when he was hot and heavy, nonstop. And we were at a food court in a mall. Well, last night, Troy, everyone knows he's tried to dox where I am and, you know, tries to hold this fear tactic over me and stuff. Well, last night, this video is so messed up that he sent to me. He's so obsessed with what I do, where I go, who I talk to, that he did a search around the Knoxville area for malls and put up the address of the mall he thinks I was at, even. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this last night and I'm going, this is proof that he just can't handle not knowing what I'm doing, where I'm at, who I'm with, or whatever. I mean, if that's not proof of how much of a lunatic he is and how much he is obsessed, I don't know what more someone else would need, you know? That just blew me away. And so he puts up the address of the mall where we're at. Like, that's supposed to scare me. He's posted T-Mobile's address. Like, that's supposed to scare me. And in this video, he slows the video down. He goes up on my eyes. It's just the closest thing I can think of, because I watch, you know, I have my movie collection that I like, and I had mentioned one time before, Troy's like...
Well, he's using horror movie tactics, and he's trying to scare you off. He's trying to scare all of us off.
Oh, yeah, but this one comes from... The closest thing I can think of this video would be from the movie Copycat with Sigourney Weaver, which I own. I've watched it a lot. But in that, the guy's a serial killer, and he does. He literally does videos. The character in that, like Troy does. And when I sit down and I watch that, I'm thinking, Troy is a demented individual who is very, very dangerous. You know?
Yeah.
And
Lori had a comment, Tressa. She said, he's probably not high. He's probably not coming off of it. It sounds like he's getting his mental fix.
That could be it. We've actually seen photos of Troy where his pupils are dilated. And he literally appears like he is on drugs. And for him to go, like he's done before, 24 hours, no sleep. I mean, that's why I say that he may be on drugs. And we all know that everything Troy says is himself, and he's always accusing me of doing crack cocaine and all this stuff.
Meth.
And so that's why we always went with Troy's high on drugs. And he is a drug user, because when he was working with me, he told me he was addicted to Oxycontin and he did other drugs. And I saw photos of him. He was really tall and skinny, looked really unhealthy and stuff. And so he's had drug problems in the past. And I don't know if after, I think it was October or November of last year, when I was supposed to go meet him in Kentucky. When I didn't go meet him, that's when things started going sour. And this goes back to what we had said before on the show. Someone that knows Troy came in and said, when he was in Marshalltown, Iowa, visiting his mom and dad over there, that he was actually hooking up with people off Craigslist for sex and drugs, people he didn't even know. And that's coming from someone
that's what psychopaths do. Psychopaths do that.
That's a really dangerous lifestyle. But everything Troy's been doing has been dangerous. You know, he doesn't care about consequences of anything he does. He openly threatens me. He doesn't worry about it. He picks at me with police. He's not worried about it. He's been doing this so long with no one fighting him back that he just thinks, I'm no big deal. But he actually picked the wrong person to mess around with. And I've told him that before, and I'll tell him again. You know, he picked the wrong person.
Well, do you recall what made me say that? So that's it. You had pretty much said, well, I think I'm going to give up, and I think I'm going to just go get some kind of a real job or something, and maybe move to another state.
Yeah, I think about that, and it's really hard. And my friend that, you know, not going to mention his name, but you know who I'm talking about. He's up there by you. I just got off the phone with him, and he's going to help me, actually. He has connections with Lifetime Movie Network and a lot of different CMT, Warner Brothers, and all that. And he knows I'm doing The Stalking of Tressa Graves, so we're wanting to get this sent off to movie studios and stuff because this will help bring awareness. But I was just talking to him, and it was pretty hard to hear him say some of the things because I avoided him for a few months. I wasn't keeping in contact with anyone, and he said that at my lowest point, he told me this today. He says I had sent him a text message saying, I'm done, I'm giving up, you know. So to hear you and him say it in the same day, I was at a very, very low point. I was scared. I didn't want to get back out. I didn't know how the public was going to accept me, where I was going to start at, because I worked so hard to get to where I was, to get someone like Bud Light and Dick's Last Resort to want to work with me. And it was just, you know, scary to think about getting back out there. Not only because I was scared of, you know, what people would think, but also I've been threatened by some of Troy's friends over here in the U.S. One of them is in Chattanooga. She goes around on Facebook and openly tells people how much she hates my guts and just all kinds of stuff. Her name is LaDonna Perkins, and she's a wacko on Facebook. I've talked to a few people that have known her. She's friends with Troy, and that's not far from Knoxville to have a crazy person like that. And then you've got Oliver Vi Brooks in Marshalltown, Iowa. Then you've got Ian Friedman, who is in Marshalltown, Iowa. And he actually threw out some pretty harsh threats through Facebook for everyone to see. And then there's another girl, Becca Garcia, I think her name is, and she's from Des Moines, Iowa. And she came in and said some pretty harsh things, and these are all friends of Troy. And I was literally, Stephen, scared to go back out on the road because I was scared one of these people would show up at my book signing, you know. And I've been out with, I think this was before I had met you. Because I was up in Michigan before me and you had ever met, because I was doing book signings up there. And there was one place that we went to, I don't remember the name of it now, but we had done a book signing, and Philly and Sam are always there with me and watching over me, you know. And I remember walking out. I had walked outside for a few minutes with some people I knew, and I was out there for a little bit. I had left my table. It was a little slow, so I walked out, and Philly's walking with his cane, and I could just see the anger in his face because he was worried, you know, about me wandering off and stuff. And they both had said, you know, now when I even go to the restroom, which Philly had already started doing, standing at the door, because I had a man come in the bathroom one night when I was in there by myself. So it's sad to say that I have to have someone follow me if I'm at a book sign to even go to the bathroom, because we don't know what Troy or Cassie is capable of doing, you know. But I've kind of gotten over that fear now, and I'm ready to go out and live my life again and do book signings.
John, I just had to tell John McCann that Troy Duncan is obsessed with you. Can you, I don't really know what the psychology, you know, I haven't studied the psychology between a fan and a celebrity. I know you're not a real big celebrity, but you still are an author, and you've had some books out there, and you've tried to promote yourself, and you've tried to better yourself. But maybe explain a little bit of the psychology behind a fan and a stalking.
Well, Troy did start out as a fan, I think, because he used to send stuff through. And like I said before, the only reason I had given him a chance was because of Sam. And these people...
Big mistake there, Sam.
Yeah, I know. And he's actually apologized to me because he kept saying, talk to this guy, you know? And I said, no, because I thought it was odd because he had where he was living in Kentucky. And he always confused me. I talked to him a few times through Facebook Messenger. I say, so are you in Kentucky? And he's like, no, I'm in Australia. And I never understood the whole him flipping back and forth of where he lived and stuff. But Sam's like, he seems like a pretty cool guy. You know, go talk to him. And then he did a book trailer, a fan trailer is what he did, and sent it to me for The Lady in the Backyard. That's up on Vidme for everyone to see, too. But I think, like you had said before, Stephen, when you're out, especially me, when I'm out and I'm doing book signings, I literally have had people stand at my table for 20 minutes, sometimes longer, and just stare at me. Because some people become, I don't know if it's mesmerized or what, because they're standing with someone who's in entertainment, they're that close to them or whatever. You know, they, because I've been out in public and people come up to me and they go, oh my God, I know who you are. You're Tressa. I read your interview and, you know, I have your book, or I'm going to buy your book or whatever. People get excited when they meet someone in entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened with Troy.
Well,
and
I wish I could get big enough to have a stalker myself.
No, you don't want one. They're crazy. You know, this is beyond a level of crazy here, but, you know, he acted all right in the beginning, and then he got really clingy and really needy, where, I think, I don't know, like I said before, I never thought that he had fallen for me, but after all this stuff coming through that he's done over the past, few months, I'm sitting there going, this is probably what happened. I mean, him being jealous of you. I mean, he is literally jealous of you because he thinks, number one, we're doing stuff that we're not doing. And not only that, but just being there for me the way you are, you know? And I don't know if he got starstruck or what happened, but that happens with people. Get obsessed.
I'm at your VidMe site. What's the name of that video that he did some sort of a tribute to you?
That is actually towards the bottom of the page. I don't remember what I named it, but it's Nine Inch Nails. And the song is Sunspots. I think I can find it for you because I have all of these links that I save on my phone so I can get to them pretty quick whenever I need them.
Yeah.
But it's towards the bottom of the page, and that is really, that's really creepy. And when he did that, I looked at Sam and I said, well, I don't know about that. And Sam says, oh, well, he's just trying to be nice and paying you a tribute or whatever to you. And I'll tell you what, Troy has more photos of me on his computer than I have of myself. And I'm sure he sits down and he looks through those photos every day, because that's what stalkers do, people who are obsessed. And for him to sit down and do a video like Sunspots, and then all these other videos that he's done, to take the time out to do all this, that is obsession. That's just outright someone who can't control themselves, and that's where he's at. He is so far gone that he can't control what he. I don't think he can control. It's either out of habit or, I mean, I don't know. Even whenever you look at serial killers and stuff, they usually act by now on their actions, and Troy's just like lingering this out. You know, it's something that he can't go without. It's almost like, and I don't want people to think I'm saying this because I think I'm all that, but it's almost like Troy needs me to live now. I'm the only purpose for him to wake up in the morning, because as soon as he wakes up, he'll send me a message through email. And that's the first thing he does. And they're 14 hours ahead of us. He sends me messages, say like 5 o'clock at 7 o'clock in the morning there, you know, and sometimes Troy will go where he'll harass me up until midnight. He'll lay off for an hour, hour and a half, as if he falls asleep, and then he remembers trust is still there, and he'll wake up and he'll harass me.
I just looked
he'll
this
go
up.
To sleep.
Is it called?
And repeat.
Is it called When Troy's Obsession Began with Me?
Yes, I think that's it.
Okay, I'm gonna put that in the chat there for everybody to see.
Okay, you might want to play a little clip just to make sure.
Okay.
But I think that that's it. I've posted so many videos that he's. You know, that he's done of me. And what's weird is in that video, I told everyone before that he was working on the Captain Creepy project, which I've totally walked away from that. I'm not doing that anymore. But in the video, Troy is actually in the video, but he's dressed up as what he thought Captain Creepy looked like.
Well,
and so that's actually Troy in the video with me.
Let me know if you can hear this.
That's it.
Okay.
Yes, that's it. That's where he goes through all the photos of me, and yeah, and that's a pretty creepy video. Now that I look back on it.
Yeah, now that you look back on it.
Yeah, I mean, it was more than just a tribute. Sam had said that was Troy telling you back then how he felt about you, and that goes back to, you know, he's married. What does his wife think about that?
Uh huh.
I mean, Sam and me woke up this morning and we had stuff from Troy, and I looked at Sam and I said, if you was that obsessed with another woman, we would be done. I wouldn't want you here. Why even have a husband who is obsessed with another woman?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Well, you know, he's probably leading a double life. His children don't really check on him or care what he does on the computer, and his wife doesn't really check on him and care about what he does on the computer, and he might be feeding them full of a story and telling them, oh, she started all this, she was obsessed with me, and yada yada yada.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Troy. I told me and Sam was out at the park last night, because I am literally getting my life back now, and it's nice. Troy had me so down in the dumps. Stephen, I literally thought I was gruesome. I was ugly. And
well, yeah.
I went out yesterday, huh?
If, you know, the old mantra goes, if you tell someone a lie enough, it becomes a truth.
Yeah, it becomes a truth. And I was scared to do any kind of photos. And you know, I had done a few photos I posted on Facebook, and some people on Facebook came in and said, Tressa, you don't even look the same, because I had lost so much weight from dealing with Troy, you know. But it was really good yesterday, because this is no lie, Stephen. I was walking out of an Ace store, hardware store. I went in there to look for paint and stuff, and I was walking out to the car, and this guy pulls up, and he stops, and he goes, oh, my God, you're beautiful. And I just smiled at him, and I said, thank you, because it was so nice to hear positive, you know, when I go out.
Yep.
And that really helped me yesterday, because I've been hiding away for a really long time. You know that. I mean, I was stuck in the house for how many months? I didn't even want to go out. I wouldn't even walk around the block. I was too scared to. You know, I used to carry my gun all through the house. You
yeah.
know, I was terrified.
Yep.
And now things have changed. So I am getting my life back now, and it's really good. But I think when people watch that video, if they go back and watch some of the Monsters of Melbourne that we've done before, and they watch that tribute video that Troy did when his obsession began, they're going to sit there and watch that and go, that's really icky.
Well, you know, it was the first time I'd seen it, I had already, you know, he'd already been doing this stuff for a few months, and it really struck me as obsessive when I seen it.
Yeah. And I never looked at it that way, because Troy went around telling everyone, I thought all this was because he was mad because, he was telling people that I didn't pay him. Troy was never on contract with me, and he did get paid for the book trailer he did for another author of mine. And he was going around trying to tell people that I didn't pay him for book trailers and I was using him. Steven, I don't have to use people who don't have the talent that I need to be on board Tressa Graves.
Yeah, but that's a sad thing. That's really the sad thing about it, though. He does have talent. He's just wasting it.
Well, some of the stuff he did was good. There was a couple videos that he did that I liked. But the majority of the things that he did, he wasn't hitting a professional spot. When Philly does a book trailer or he does a video for me, Philly hits a professional spot. Troy could never get over that hump of what he needed to do to make it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I'm really hard because I want the best for me and my clients that come to me to be published. And, but I think Troy's talent is him harassing people and just outright stalking. I think that that's his talent. I think that that's Troy likes to do scat and masturbation videos, and that's his talent, Steven. That is the only talent I think Troy has.
You're probably
right. Other than stalking and harassing people. That's like going back to Sean Davis saying he's a police officer. I mean, I fell in the Twilight Zone, Steven.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm still in it.
It is. A bizarro world.
This is just insane, you know, dealing with Sean Davis, dealing with Oliver Vybrooks, dealing with Troy's other friends, and just dealing with Troy and Cassie. And I think his kids don't know what all he's been doing. Cassie, however, she knows what he's been doing. Cassie is full aware of what he's doing, and she's all for him. She came on Facebook one time and she says, lampooning people is fun. And that's what Troy had called what he was doing to me in the very beginning, was lampooning me. And Cassie came in and said, yeah, that's fun to do that. That is their entertainment. I don't think Cassie's thinking it's too funny now. After seeing Troy obsessed with me the way he is, I mean, that black eye tells me that in the video that's up on VidMe, you know. But I would suggest anyone listening to the show to go if they're interested, because I think I'd said this before. People are watching something that's going to be really big unfold, and I am openly talking about this. And I'm letting certain things out. And people who are following this, in the end, when all's said and done, they're going to see that I was right with that. Because doing the book, I've got connections with movie studios, publishers, and people are very interested in this. So I think this is going to go. It's not the way I wanted my career to go. I had said that before, but I think this is going to be very big. And Sam said this is probably something that I was meant to go through in my life in order to help me grow and understand things with the way I wanted my writing career to go anyway, which was to true crime.
Yeah.
You know, I had told you I wanted to do that. About true crime.
There are a lot of people out there that that say and believe that everything does happen for a reason.
Yeah. And the car breaking down, when it did, the car was acting fine.
That was the universe. I think that was the universe saving you.
That was something saving me, because we had just got back from Myrtle Beach. We had went to Myrtle Beach for the weekend. And we got back. Car was fine. Troy and Cassie, you know, his whole family was here. They land in Kentucky. We're supposed to meet them the next day. And my car, the head gasket blew.
Yep.
Can you believe that? That blows me away.
You don't remember what month that was, do you?
It was either October or November. I don't remember offhand.
Well, you were up here in October at the end.
So it had to have been November. It was after we got back from being in Michigan and Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was November. We drove the car to Myrtle Beach. We drove the car to Wisconsin.
Yep.
We drove the car to Illinois, Michigan. Came back home, no problems. Troy lands. We're supposed to get meet him in Kentucky, and the car breaks down.
Thankfully,
I'm very attached to that car.
Yeah.
That car is my lifesaver.
But you've got a new one now, right?
Huh?
I see you have a newer car now, though, right?
Well, we're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
Because I still drive Wilbur around and stuff. And anything I say, Troy tries to hunt me down.
Wilbur, huh?
And yeah, and do stuff. So, yeah, we'll just, some things I say for myself.
Cars are supposed to be girls.
A girl, yes. Well, the car that saved me from Troy, Sam said it was a guy. So we named the car Wilbur. And the car before that, my Acura that I have, that car's name was Willadine. So we named the cars that we have, but Wilbur will be in the book, I guarantee you that. there will be a special spot for my...
Well, I don't know if you want to continue on or anything more, but we've got about 50 minutes in here. We just got about 5 minutes till the end of the hour.
Okay. Well, we can go till the end of the hour if you want.
Sure. That's fine.
Yeah. And so you did put up the video for people to see the sunspots.
I have your VidMe profile up there, and then I put that one particular video in there, yes.
Okay. And just so everyone knows, there's videos in there that Troy's done of me. Those are on the VidMe page. And all of the Dark Hours, the Monsters of Melbourne. And I like to keep that separate because we redid the opening because pretty soon the Monsters of Melbourne is going to end as far as hopefully the show goes. The book and stuff will be promoted and hopefully other big things. But all of the Monsters of Melbourne, they're all on there and they're all numbered. Episode 1 through 10 or 11.
Can you imagine what kind of fantasies he's going to have when he sees his name up in the pictures? Monsters of Melbourne, Troy Duncan.
Oh, I know. And the good thing about it is a lot of the publishing companies that I'm talking with right now about picking up on this book, they use real names. That's the important thing. Whenever I talk to these publishing companies about putting the book out, I let them know. I said, I don't want to use a fake name for these two, Troy and Cassie. I want their real names in everything. I want their pictures and all that. And that's not a problem. And the new company that I'm going with for... TressaGraves.com to host it. I'm not going to say, I don't know if Troy can find out who, you know, once it's up and everything, of what company I use.
It'll be too late then, yeah.
But they already told me. They know the deal with the book. They know the stalking, and they said that Troy cannot get a hold of them and complain on this. They have assured me that that they're by me 100%, and this is a new company that I just started going with. So, and that's really good because I can go full blown on the Monsters of Melbourne. You know, I told them about the show. I told them what VidMe lets me do because VidMe hosts the Monsters of Melbourne every week, you know? And, so, they're going to stick behind me as well. And I'm really happy. I'm really happy for that. I've got a lot of people that are behind me. And that helps me out a lot. I got a lot of people that are excited about the 50 Shades of Graves coming out because that is a book of short stories. And a lot of people still like the art of short storytelling. So I'm excited about that. I've got a lot of people that are excited about it. So I just can't wait to get back out. And hopefully with my connection in Michigan, I will be up there very soon. And if I get up there, Stephen will be with me, so will Philly, and we'll be doing the Dark Hours live, hopefully at Dick's Last Resort again. There's one in Ohio now, I think. Right, Stephen?
Yes, there is.
And I don't think that's too far from you, is it?
It's a lot. I don't remember the city it's in, but Ohio is at least a 3-hour drive to the western edge.
How far was it, Illinois? Chicago.
Whenever two.
We, 2 hours. Okay.
Just a two, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, whenever we do get back on the road, we're going to have Steve in Philly. Renato will go with us some places. And no, he's not out of the country. He is in the U.S. He's not far from me. That's all I'm going to say. But we're going to have some other big talents going out with me. Steven knows what I'm talking about. And this 2017 Bohemian Book Tour is going to be big. We're going to be working with Bud Light. And we're going to see if Bud Light wants to work with us as far as a bullying campaign goes because of what's going on. Because this really needs to stop.
Well, it's not so much a bullying campaign as maybe more of a, you know, a stalking harassment type of campaign.
Oh, yeah. But there are a lot of people that are bullied online. And
Certainly.
Whatever they want to call it, I don't care. I just want to get awareness and help these people. Because like I said before, there's people committing suicide, Stephen.
Well, certainly.
Over this.
And people also been murdered from stalkers.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what I always fear with Troy. That's why we moved. I mean, how freaked out do you have to be to pick up from your home and move? If that doesn't speak a lot to what I've been through and stuff. And Troy and Cassie, this doesn't seem to bother them to know that the public is aware that I had to pick my family up and move. This doesn't bother them. Troy says everything I'm doing is lies. Nothing I'm saying on the dark hours is lies. Nothing I say publicly, I'm not lying, you know, I'm not lying about anything. Why would I jeopardize my career to try and make Troy and Cassie Duncan look bad?
Right.
They do that on their own.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't need my help. I mean, they got thrown out of comedy clubs.
Yeah.
In Melbourne. Who gets thrown out of a comedy club because you're that obnoxious? You're supposed to go have fun. They got thrown out.
Yeah. So, well, anyways, have a good day over there.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
You're welcome.
All right, Stephen.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm going to play that particular Obsession video that, well, it's kind of like it was supposed to have been a tribute video, but it's more of a Obsession video. I did put the link in the chat there, so if people do want to watch his obsessive ways, they can. And I'll be right back in a few minutes, everyone.